Ayn Rand, 1905 to 1982, was a strong-minded Russian emigre. She believed that history advances thanks to the work of brilliant capitalist individualists whose destiny is to struggle against a parasitic majority of bureaucrats, socialists, conventional thinkers, and drones. She lived in New York, surrounded in the 1950s by a group of young disciples. Most were callow youths, smitten by her vision of capitalist utopia, but a few were, or became, major figures in their own right, such as Alan Greenspan, subsequently chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Publication of her blockbuster Atlas Shrugged in 1957, which went straight to the top of the bestseller lists, increased her fame and her monumental self-esteem. Describing her philosophy as objectivism, regarding herself in all seriousness as the greatest living thinker in the world, and reluctant to give credit to any other philosopher, she expected the unquestioning obedience and deference of all comers. She wrote essays with titles like The Virtue of Selfishness, thought of herself as rigorously and uniquely logical, yet had a wide array of eccentric interests, tango dancing, heavy smoking, jewelry in the shape of dollar signs, and sexual privileges for superior beings, such as herself. For half a century now, readers, especially teenage boys, have loved Atlas Shrugged, whose powerful, purposeful characters give you the sense that with enough willpower, anything is possible. This feeling is brilliantly expressed, and then exploded, in Tobias Wolff's novel, Old School. The plot of Atlas Shrugged is riveting. One by one, the great business leaders are disappearing from the American scene, and a puzzling question circulates among those left behind. Who is John Galt? After hundreds of pages, bristling with passion, brilliance, lust, and mystery, you learn that Galt is the leader of a capitalist counterculture hidden deep in the Rocky Mountains, biding his time until the rest of the world realizes that it is helpless without great entrepreneurs. Eventually, he will lead the entrepreneurs back to command a society that has foundered without them. His great speech explaining and justifying this plan, itself more than 100 pages long, climaxes the novel. By now, Atlas Shrugged, like The Fountainhead, has sold more than 5 million copies. Although widely mocked and parodied, it provided a steady stream of converts to libertarianism and to the new conservatism.